Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best. We improvise.
We think too much and feel too little.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now, welcome to the final act.
Open Sesame.
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
On the line is Paul Berkowitz, and if his name sounds familiar, it's because it should be, because he co-presented this very program with me for quite some time. Paul, great to have you back with me on Chai FM.
So nice to hear your voice, Simon. It's been a while.
I've got a massive smile on my face, a real one. Paul, yeah, you know everything there is to know about public opinion polls and elections. Tell us the important salient facts that are coming to the fore at 5:45 today.
Okay, well, Simon, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, but I think the biggest, most important trend, and it's not a new trend, it's a continuation, is the low voter turnout.
Yeah.
We suspected for a number of reasons, and looking at by-elections over the last few months, that voter apathy, poor preparation by the IEC, lockdown, fear of COVID, all these things would contribute to a lower turnout. But we are now looking quite seriously at the low, at an historically low turnout, below 50% of all registered voters, the lowest we've had since, well, at least since 1994, since everyone in South Africa has been allowed to vote. And that's got a number of implications and knock-on effects for the other trends we've seen, that the ANC is the party mostly hurt by the slower turnout. And conversely, that opposition parties, not just the DA, but in particular some of the new and the smaller parties, their results look much better coming off a very low turnout.
So let's just talk about this low turnout for a moment. We've heard certain commentators talk about the fact that it was voting day on a Monday that caused a long weekend. We've heard other people say the weather was terrible. That was a factor. How and to what extent do you think the gatval factor played a role as opposed to those other two that I've just mentioned?
Yeah, good question, Simon. Yeah, this is the low turnout's a failure based on many factors, and you've listed probably a few of the biggest ones. I think it's hard to directly assign and apportion which one is the biggest, but the gatval factor definitely. And the reason I say this is if we look at 2019, the last election, which was a national provincial election, and typically has higher turnout, we actually saw more than a million fewer voters in 2019 than we did in 2014. This is before COVID.
Yeah.
This is before the whole, all the secrets of the Zondo Commission and the theft of PPE monies under lockdown, and the failures of the government to deal with the pandemic, and the IEC's failures to prepare adequately for this election. So we've already been seeing growing voter apathy over the last couple of years. We saw as well much lower turnout in the most recent by-elections we had in April and May this year. And that was probably due also to apathy, but also these new factors that we've had lockdown, that people were scared that voting might be a super spreader event. Holding the elections on a Monday as well, definitely, because we've always had election day on a Wednesday. We try and have it as far as possible from any weekend so that knowing us as South Africans, we're not tempted to take a long weekend.
Sure.
But other things that you have spoken about, and I think they're important, the weather, the accessibility, particularly for poorer voters who wouldn't have had, who might have been working on the day. We know that rain was very bad across a lot of the Western Cape. And because of IEC failures, lines were very long. People were being processed very slowly. It was particularly hot yesterday in Johannesburg. You know, we only voted in our household on the second attempt. We had to leave the line because we had another engagement, and then we came back later. But all of these things are going to add up.
Paul, that's also an interesting stat that's being bandied about today. I think 37% of South Africans only have trust in the IEC. That is pretty poor, is it not?
It's very poor, Simon. And the problems with the IEC have been growing over a while. Again, this is not just a 2021 phenomenon. I think the IEC will need to take a long, hard look at itself and own up to its failures after this election and have a proper post-mortem and hopefully resolve to do things better next time. But the IEC has also been underfunded. We saw some information today that the IEC's budget was cut by almost 180 million in an election year. And we know that we've had, on a fiscal level, we've had cuts and what we call austerity because of our growing debt problem. And these cuts have hit all areas of government, not just the IEC. But it's almost criminal if you want to run a proper election and you're the government all the time to cut IEC's budget so much during an election year.
Sure.
Also, the IEC had to spend more money over the last 5 years doing a job it's never done before. Because of a constitutional court ruling, the IEC had to re-register a number of voters, a large percentage of the voters wrong, because their addresses were incomplete. So it had to spend resources doing something that it didn't budget for, and it's been doing that for the last 5 years.
Interesting stuff.
And it's been underfunded. Yeah.
Paul, I'm just conscious about time, and I certainly have been cut off from the what's going on in the world for the last 3-4 hours or so. I'd love you to just take us through a very whistle-stop tour of the various metros and give us a sense of what is happening with the tallies.
Sure. Let's look quickly. There's 8 metros, Simon. Last time around, half of them, 4 out of 8, there was no majority. That's the 3 Gauteng metros, Joburg, Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and also Nelson Mandela Bay, where we had coalitions.
Yep.
This time, it looks like Ekurhuleni as well, the Durban metro, may also have a coalition because the ANC just screwed around that municipality so much that it's going to fall below 50%. There's a chance that Mangaung, Bloemfontein will also see a coalition. Both the ANC and the DA have on aggregate lost ground in the metros, with Action SA doing particularly well in Johannesburg. The Freedom Fantas has been going at the DA's expense. That's a continuation of the trend we've been seeing for the past 2 years. And the EFF looks to increasingly potentially be a kingmaker. I know this is something that a lot of listeners don't want to hear, and this is only one possibility.
Yes.
But if the ANC were to convince the EFF to form coalitions in the metros, it would solve a lot of the ANC's headaches.
Wow, that is interesting stuff. This is going to be a fascinating 24 hours. Thank you so very much, Paul Berkowitz, for your input this afternoon. Truly, truly appreciate it.